Methodist Church, preliminary site plan on Road 289.
This is a preliminary site plan for a one-story, 20,670-square-foot church. It's located on 20.9 acres. The site zone, they are one. There's an existing dwelling on the site that will remain. The setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. 400 seats are proposed in the church. 100 parking spaces are required, and 125 have been provided. They'll utilize on-site septic and well. There's a proposed outbuilding that will be used to house church retreat attendees in the future. There aren't any wetlands on the site. It's not located in a flood zone, and if you can grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
I'm a little surprised at all the parking being arranged the way it is. I'm surprised that the fire marshal's going for that. I think there's somebody here representing this application. Why don't you step right up here and just give us the benefit of your wisdom and experience, because this looks a little different to me. I was just wondering.
Good afternoon. Roger Gross with Mearstone Consultants. It is kind of a unique parking layout, but I think it takes advantage of the fact that there's access points to the building. The building's kind of unique in regards to its layout as well. It's our opinion. Now, we obviously haven't made a formal submission to the state fire marshal's office, but we're going to be obligated to do that as part of the final site plan approval. But we feel that from an accessibility standpoint, that it meets all the requirements of the state fire regs. Any questions?
We're all entitled to our opinions. That's all.
That's all I wanted to know is how you got there, but it has not been submitted to the fire.
Actually, it was. It was more of what the client wanted as far as having parking located within reasonable distance to the building and its access points.
And I'm not being critical. It just looks pretty unusual.
Understood.
Yeah. There's a. Existing dwelling on the property.
Yes.
You're proposing another building for attendees.
Yes.
That cannot have a kitchen.
Okay.
Like a guest house.
Yes.
It's only for temporary use.
Yes. And a wastewater generated from these facilities will be accommodated. We obviously got to get a new site evaluation for the sanctuary building, and any waste generated from that proposed outbuilding will be dealt with through that. Permit, that Denrec permit.
So just advise your clients that they cannot have a kitchen facility within that because it's already residents on the property.
Okay.
But it can be used as similar to a guest house, which cannot be rented or basically for a temporary guest.
But they would be restricted from having any type of kitchen arrangement.
Cooking facilities. They can't have a stove or cook on microwave, that type of thing, but they can have the sink and the refrigerator, and just can't have a cooking facility. That should be so noted in the record if commission grants approval.
Are there any other questions?
No, Mr. Lanky, the notations and that I received talks about may require a conditional use application. Is that?
That was what the question was. If that becomes multifamily use of the property, if they have two residences. If there was a mechanical way to subdivide the house off on a separate track, and they could actually have a kitchen in the other facility, but you'd have to do something to get away from the multifamily use. That was the only issue of the conditional use, right, Gene? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Conley's United Methodist Church preliminary site plan, my motion is for approval as a preliminary site plan, and that final approval should be subject to review by the Planning and Zoning Commission, given the nature of the parking situation, which could in fact result in a different layout than proposed.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Connolly's United Methodist Church preliminary site plan on Road 289 as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is Community Bank of Delaware preliminary commercial site plan, Route 1 and Road 268.
Now, this is a site plan for a one-story, 2,595 square foot bank. It's located on 1 acre. The site is zoned commercial. Bell Docs issued a letter of no objection for the entrance. There will be an ingress and egress off of Kings Highway, and an existing egress off of Route 1 will remain. County will provide central sewer, central water will be provided. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning code. 13 parking spaces are required and 28 are provided. All of the spaces are located within the front yard setback and would need a waiver from the commission. And if grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals. This is a site that used to be the, I think it was a Unimart gas station.
Yes. Mr. Chairman, concerning Community Bank of Delaware preliminary commercial site plan located on Delaware Route 1 and Road 268, my motion is that we grant preliminary site plan approval as well as the approval for the front yard, the waiver for the front yard setbacks on the parking, and that the final approval is to be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals.
Second. It's moved and seconded to approve Community Bank of Delaware preliminary commercial site plan on Route 1 and Roads 268 as a preliminary with the waiver regarding the parking and the setback, and with the staff issuing final approval upon receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Marathon Motel preliminary commercial site plan, U.S. Route 13 and Roads 46 and 5.